you, Jeff, for your nice words. And I would like to thank Roger's management team to be with us today. We're honored to have you, Tony and Glenn.
Thank you.
We don't have a lot of time, so I'm eager to see what you guys have to tell us today.
Right in.
Thanks for having us, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So I'll start with the question that everybody is asking. It's been 2 years now. We're all waiting to see a decision from ICED about the transaction. Can you update us on where we are in the process?
I wasn't expecting that question, Mayor. just to put it simply, the file is now with ICED and Minister Champagne to provide their final approval, and we're awaiting their decision. I'm sure you all saw, coming out of the tribunal process and the appeal process, we were not only pleased with the decision, but the decisiveness of the decision, and in particular, the conclusion and findings that the transactions, which are now two transactions, we will buy Shaw Cable and Quebecor will buy Freedom Mobile, and those transactions are considered to be pro-competitive. And so we stand by and await the minister and ICED's process.
Can I ask you a candid question? Maybe have you provided ICED with all the requirements they were hoping to receive from you and Quebecor, and it's now up to them to make the decision, or there's still going, discussions going on between you guys?
There have been requests for information, and we've provided that. And it's been, to say it's iterative would suggest there's more iterations than you might think, but there's been dialogue to make sure they have all the information, and we continue to provide that real time.
That decision has potential implication to how you operate the business. Can you tell us maybe if you get the favorable decision, what would be, the next step in the process when it comes to integration? Lots of question from investors about how quickly you can begin to bring synergies out from the transaction. How confident are you in the goals that you set initially? And any update you would like to provide us today?
Yeah, it's a really good question. While we're disappointed with the delay on approval of the transaction, what the time has allowed us to do is solidify our integration plans, while at the same time, over the last year and a bit, we went through our own transformation within each of our businesses, within wireless and cable and media. And so we're entering the transaction from a stronger position than we would have been 16 months ago. And so that's been really helpful. So as we think about integration plans, and Glenn will talk to the financial side of it, but in terms of the execution steps that we have, they are locked and loaded and ready to go since we've had more time to do it. And so at a very structural level, more preparedness, the environment is better as well. So as we think about the cost synergies, there's more certainty around where we need to execute on those. But we also, when we look to the revenue synergies, we've had more time to understand what the opportunities are on that front. And at a very macro level, the population growth and development growth that's happening in the West, in particular in BC, has given us a size of market that is bigger than we would have expected 2 years ago when we did the deal. And so it's all about, much like it is here, how do we invest to expand the reach within some of those areas and pick up some of the areas that Shaw admittedly held back on wireline capex to help fund wireless. And so we'll go back and fill those in because the payback's relatively quick in terms of homes passed. So quickly get back on the track of expanding homes passed, get on the track of improving market share and penetration rates. And so that's a synergy upside that is better than we expected. And then when you combine that with, the population growth has also given us the opportunity to expand on the business side of the market, and we see it in our market. Our business today, business segment, is growing double digits, And coming together with Shaw, we think, is a really good opportunity to capitalize on some of the things that we know are working well, and they've got some things working well, but in a very bundled way, is going to help us increase penetration in the business segment, and in particular in the small to mid.
Shameful plug here for our notes the last 2 weeks on bundling. We've seen TELUS do a very good job on bundling.